Radio Prague News.
The defense minister has suggested that the number of Czech soldiers serving in Kosovo could be reduced, while the number in Afghanistan would be bolstered. A Czech newspaper has reported that a former museum head secured an open-ended lease on a luxury state-owned apartment under mysterious circumstances shortly after his dismissal. And the state-owned Czech Railways has been handed a record fine of 4.5 million crowns for dirty conditions in passenger cars. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra has suggested that the number of Czech soldiers serving in Kosovo could be reduced under plans he will present to the government, while the number serving on the ISAF mission in Afghanistan would be bolstered. He made the statement on Friday after meeting with Czech President Václav Klaus, making clear soldiers were no longer as needed in Kosovo. The Czech Republic has around 500 personnel there, and the number could be reduced by around 50. The defense minister made clear that Afghanistan would remain an important priority for the next 3 years. NATO has asked for an increase in military and police units there to train local security. The Czech Republic has around 530 personnel in the Islamic Republic. The Czech daily Mladá fronta Dnes has reported that the former head of the National Technical Museum in Prague, Horemír Kubíček, secured an open-ended lease to a luxury state-owned apartment under mysterious circumstances shortly before his dismissal in August. The newspaper writes that the matter was discovered in an audit ordered by Culture Minister Jiří Besser. Auditors have declined to comment the findings so far, as has Mr. Kubíček. The former National Technical Museum head was recalled from his post last month over financial impropriety. As museum head, he rented the 112-square-meter apartment for 4,000 crowns a month, the newspaper said, a location that would normally go for around 10 times that amount. Shortly after he was recalled, his original contract is said to have disappeared and was reportedly replaced by a copy with addenda placing the property in Mr. Kubíček's name indefinitely. Under existing legislation, if the museum tries to evict him now, it would have to provide him with a residence of equal value elsewhere. Czech Railways has been fined 4.5 million crowns over the first 6 months of the year for dirty conditions in trains, the news website Deník.cz reported on Friday. The Czech Rail Safety Inspectorate fined the state-owned carrier nearly 1 million crowns. The rest were penalties imposed by the Transport Ministry. Czech Railways was only fined for the state of express train passenger cars subsidized by the state. Additional penalties were handed out by regions. A Czech Railway spokesman said that more than half of the problems for which the firm was fined were caused by vandalism. And finally, a quick look at the weather for the coming days. Cloudy and rainy conditions are expected into the weekend. Daytime temperatures on Saturday are expected to reach highs of around 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the end of the news.